Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hummel Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place.
You know, I'm just going to jump right in with our Linsider Dennis Lynn from The Athletic and ask him what I think is the toughest question to answer right now when it comes to the San Diego Padres. Dennis, are the Padres trending up or down right now?
Yeah, getting right into it, huh?
Got his ass.
I told you it was a tough one.
Got me.
I mean, there's an argument to be made either way right now.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if you're going to look at like a slightly bigger sample of the past few weeks as opposed to just the last couple of days, it would have to be down, right? They're under 500 over the past month. Their offense till yesterday, and that's just an isolated incident unless they prove otherwise over this next series. Offense has been one of the worst in the majors, and you know they've got those same pitching injuries with Yu Darvish, Michael King, and Jackson Merrill is out for at least a week now. So, yeah, tough sledding for the Padres in the NL West, which just got a little bit tougher with Rafi Devers. So, yeah, unfortunately, the answer for the Padres is down.
Yeah, I think I tend to agree with you, Dennis. And you know, of course, when it comes out that Devers is traded, they list four or five teams that have checked in with, you know, with Craig Breslow and the higher ups over in Boston, and the Padres were listed. Now, I'm assuming Craig Breslow, the conversation sounded something like, yeah, this is a problem for us and we would move him. Now, can you take on 275? And AJ Preller hung up the phone. I can't imagine the Padres, you know, they would have parted with some prospects, I'm sure, for a Rafi Devers type, but I think it was the eating of the majority of the salary that probably slowed us from being in the mix there.
Yeah, I mean, it's Preller. I don't know the exact nature of what took place between him and Breslow. He tends to check in on everybody in the league.
All the time.
But I would imagine from the Red Sox, exactly, from the Red Sox side of things. When you hear potentially, hey, you have to take back Xander Bogaerts and the rest of his $280 million contract, that's a pretty quick hang up from the Red Sox side as well. So I don't think there was anything that was serious there. Obviously, Preller's going to check in again on pretty much everybody. It's just a matter of what he can get done at this point. It's going to be a seller's market. I know people are saying, you know, it's not a great return for the Red Sox,
yeah,
for Devers, but I mean, that's a special case, right? So if you're looking at someone a lot more affordable from a salary standpoint, I think it's going to be a lot harder to get someone like that. And plus, you know, it's still really early. Like pretty much most of the league feels like they're still in it. So it's going to be maybe a while longer before Preller gets something done.
Certainly, you know, the answer you gave in the terms of the Padres trending down, I can't disagree with everything you said, but I think you also look back at where they were a couple of weeks ago offensively and you go, things are starting to look a little bit better beyond just yesterday, but, you know, the day before they hit, they had that big game against the Dodgers. To me, though, the how Fernando Tatis Jr. looks is so critical to this team. And that, for me, is maybe the biggest reason for encouragement. Do you think that he's turning a corner based on what you've seen, Dennis?
Yeah, I think if you look at just the last 2 days outside of the bullpen, the Padres are trending up. Small sample, but yeah, they'll definitely take what they're getting from Tatis, at least the last series. I think he was 8-for-13 with a few doubles, and he was running the bases like it was April 2025 again. So, yeah, that's hugely encouraging for the Padres because, you know, Manny Machado has really been carrying this offense single-handedly for, you know, weeks now, and he can't do it alone, as evidenced by the team's record, and they really need someone else to get going, especially if Jackson Merrill's going to miss some time. So if they can get the Fernando of April or even just, you know, halfway there, you know, I know he hasn't hit a home run in feels like 3 weeks or so, but if they can get, you know, the guy they saw in Arizona, That's a huge upgrade over what they had been seeing over the last several weeks when he was having the worst slump of his career. So that would be a huge step in the right direction, and I think they have to be encouraged based on what they saw the past 3 weeks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Games.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting, Dennis, to see what Shilty does with the lineup tonight, you know, with Jackson Merrill being out, you know, who slides up, do they move things around? You know, I asked Shilty Friday, you know, the consideration of moving the lineup around, didn't give me a real clear answer other than the fact that, yeah, they think about it, they look at it, fine. I mean, I can't force them to do anything, right? I can't force them to change the lineup. We have said maybe it'll spark something in the team, but then they go out with the same lineup and put up 17 runs or whatever in 3 days, and, you know, I look like an idiot, and I'm fine with it. I don't care. But now with Jackson Merrill out, what do you think that they do? What can you do? I mean, it's not like he's replete with pieces here that he can mix and match.
No, he's not. So it's probably going to likely mostly the same, minus Jackson Merrill in center field, of course. I mean, Trenton Brooks might get a look in left field. I don't know if right away, maybe as soon as tonight would be the case, but, I mean, they just don't have a lot of options out there. And Jason Hayward, still on his rehab assignment as of right now, hasn't looked great there either. So, yeah, they just don't have options right now. So maybe they have to mix and match a little bit out there. You know, obviously Tyler Wade, I expect, will be in the line tonight at some point or at some position. So it's tough sledding when you're, you know, facing the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani, at least for an inning. But
here we go.
This is what they have to work with right now. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Well, and again, he says an inning. Nothing's going to surprise. It won't. Here's the things that won't surprise me. Ohtani goes more than one inning. Ohtani doesn't pitch at all. It's not, we changed our mind and we're going to go with Kasperius or Robles. We're going to throw Robleski for the first one. I mean, nothing surprises me that they do. So I mean, we'll see. I'll believe it when I see it, I guess, Dennis. And, you know, I guess the good news is I don't think he's going to be out there for very long because I think that would be a little irresponsible.
Yeah, I mean, we just saw him throw, you know, I think it was his third sim game last week at Petco Park. So to go from that to multiple innings or even, like, say, three innings would probably be a stretch. So, yeah, I think it's going to be pretty gradual buildup for him as a pitcher. The Dodgers obviously just need options right now, given how shorthanded their pitching staff is. And I don't think they want to throw Kike Hernandez again anytime soon, even though.
Don't they want to throw him?
Maybe they do, because he was throwing some pretty nasty, according to Xander Bogaerts last week, some nasty rise cutters at Petco Park.
Are you getting pulled over?
Are you in a police chase right now in L.A., Dennis? What is happening? Are you okay? Don't tell him anything.
My I'm inside my car. I'm parked. Don't worry. But yeah, it seems like things are going on. So I think we're all good.
Get out of there, please. Get out of there, Dennis. Please.
So there's only so many times we can ask about, you know, who are the Padres going to trade for left field. So I'm going to go a different. Different tack here.
Yu Darvish and Michael King. How about that one for a new tactic, Ben?
Dennis, can the Padres afford to trade any of their bullpen pieces to try to address left field? Especially when you, like, Sean Reynolds has been really, really
good. I love him. I don't want to give him up.
I'm not saying give him up, but you can give someone else up and move him into a higher leverage role. Can they afford to trade some bullpen, you know, help in order to address another need?
All things being equal, I would say they can, because this is where they're deepest, but all things are not equal, right? Because they have been riding their bullpen guys, especially the high leverage guys, really hard over the past. It's probably not sustainable the rate that those guys have been working, especially a guy like Jason Adam, who you know, has been really worn down recently and has rightfully gotten a bit of a break here in the last week or so. But yeah, they again, they just don't have many choices as far as what they can trade, and they do still have a couple guys in the minors who seems like they could come up even if they haven't been in the majors, and they have really good stuff. So maybe it's another David Morgan / you know, Sean Reynolds type of situation where a guy can come up and have some immediate success. But it is something they discussed, is trading relievers for help in other places, because they just, as worn down as the bullpen has been, they just frankly need more help in other places.
So Brooks was the move for Jackson Merrill. Could only be up a short time. We saw Camposano get into a game. We haven't even talked about it yet. We saw him get a start the other day, and it went about as poorly as you can imagine. It was not good. And, you know, we were actually texting about it, like, why isn't Schilt going to Tyler Wade here even? You know, down. You know you're down bad, Dennis, when you're calling, like, why isn't Tyler Wade pinch hitting here in the seventh? Like, you know how things have gotten out of control. But Camby does not look. He doesn't look like a big leaguer, man, at all. And I know it's been very limited action for him, but it's tough. And now he's going to sit and take that roster spot. Anybody else that you're thinking may come up and you know, get a look?
I don't know that they're close to it, but I think at some point you have to give Brandon Valenzuela a look, because their catching situation is just dire, even though Elias Diaz hit a home run yesterday, and you know, Martin Maldonado has run into one or two pitches in the last few weeks or so. But yeah, I mean, Camposano is clearly not the answer. We knew that kind of even going into this year. He just hasn't earned the trust of two separate managers and multiple pitching staffs for the last few years. And then, you know, it looks like he can no longer, you know, hit at the major league level. To your point, he's not getting enough chances to even get into a rhythm, but it just seems like every time he's come up and he's had quite a few chances, he hasn't proven he's more than a kind of a quad A hitter at the big league level. So, yeah, I think catcher is another place they're looking at. They would like to upgrade there, but again, it's kind of that, you know, you weigh that out with, you know, your needs in left field and the rotation in the bullpen, on the bench, and there's just so many needs that I don't know if they can fill all of them by July 31st. But catcher, I think if you're going to look somewhere internally, maybe Brandon Valenzuela, who was in big league camp and has been having a nice season on Double A, maybe you just have to, you know, roll the dice and say, we have to give this guy a look at some point.
Dennis, appreciate it. As always, have a good week. We'll chat with you again next Monday.
Sounds good. See you guys.
Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, dodging the police sirens in the middle of our interview today as the Padres get ready to open a four-game series against the Dodgers.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.